What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. And boy, did this guy decide that whatever day it was for him definitely was the day. Now, this article is one of many that was sent to me by Neo the Outflanker, and it was published on the 26th of March. Peoria man charged with offlining girlfriend at Lexington Hills Apartments. Well. Looks like whatever argument they had, he had the final say. Because guess what? He was the only one that walked out of that apartment. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The Peoria County Sheriff's Attorney's Office has filed a first-degree termination charge against a local man, and in doing so, revealed the many injuries inflicted upon his alleged victim. Prosecutors allege Joseph L. Veal, 61, offlined his girlfriend by repeatedly stabbing and beating her in the 3400 block of West Fallen Oak at the Lexington Hills apartment. One of two unrelated terminations at the apartment complex last weekend. Well, so she wasn't the only one that got taken offline. According to a news release, 58-year-old Tanya J. Fuller was found early Sunday morning covered in blood and from multiple stab wounds and other blunt force injuries. Prosecutors say Fuller had more than 30 lacerations, bruises, and fractures to her jaw and teeth. They also say Fuller had injuries indicating she tried to defend herself. A hammer and knife with blood on them were found in the apartment, according to prosecutors. A judge ordered Veal jailed until his trial. His next court appearance is scheduled for April 18th. Well. Gentlemen, what did I tell you? Inside every man, there is a barbarian that is waiting to be unleashed. Yeah, this guy is 61 damn years old. What did we tell you about older men and putting on the mask? Yes, there has definitely been an uptick in older men saying, fuck it. Why? Well, I'm going to give you my thoughts on that after we get done with the score system. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the apartment. Gonna give it a 10. Method of execution. Now, this one is interesting. He used the hammer of hate and the hot butter knife of doom. However, they don't say which one actually inflicted the fatal blow. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to combine them and split the difference. So Method of execution is going to be a 30. Psychological impact. Well, obviously, they said it was very brutal. And of course, some of the injuries that they listed. So, of course, when they found her, yeah, they said she was a bloody heap. So I'm going to give psychological impact a 35. And for the brutality factor, wow. Wow. Blunt force trauma and getting stabbed multiple times, 30 lacerations plus fractures to her jaw and teeth. Wow. You know, gentlemen, you know, this was not quick, nor was it clean. So I'm going to give the brutality factor a 40. So Joseph Vicious Veal gets a score of 115. Gentlemen, I'm going to circle back. Yes, the barbarians are inside of all of us men. Whatever this woman did to set this man off to such an extreme degree, maybe he'll talk about it. But fellas, we all know there is a chain of events. This guy didn't just wake up that morning and decide, you know what? I'm going to have a bagel, you know, read the Peoria Times, have some coffee, and then utterly and totally slaughter my girlfriend. No, 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 no. There was a series of events that led up to this. Come on now. The sheer brutality that this guy dished out, yeah, that was one hell of a snap. This guy went straight berserker on her. And you can't convince me otherwise. But, there's going to be more. Especially older men. Why? Because for the longest time, a lot of older men were instructed to just take women's abuse. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you should never hit a woman and this, that, and the other. Yeah. So a lot of women have never actually been corrected by their fathers. You see, that is where the key lies to females being able to believe that they can treat any man any sort of way. Why? Because their own father never corrected them. And of course, you have the system that has no problems, you know, trying to protect women only as breeders and consumers. Mm-hmm. But hey, that protection goes right out of the damn window. Why? Because I said this before, and I will say it again in damn near every HMT scenario. When a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think his motivation was for him to put on the mask and to such a brutal extent? Telling you, something deeply personal had to have happened, because if he could have shot her, then guess what? He would have used a problem-solving pistol. But oh, no, 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 no. He wanted to make sure she suffered, and suffer this woman surely did. Now, what more can be said, gentlemen? Hey, she's not the first. She will not be the last. So, you women out there, you better understand this new environment that we are living in. Men are tired. Men are no longer going to take all the abuse that men are told we're supposed to let women inflict upon us? Oh, no, 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 no. Nope, nope, no. So you better understand this, ladies, and you better understand this and get it through your thick damn skulls and get it through your thick skulls quickly. The power you think society gives you, which is false, I keep saying, that power is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to behave the way that they used to in the past by quote unquote shutting up and taking it. Oh, no, 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 no. That's going out right along with it. Why? Because more and more men have adapted to the new environment. And it is a savage environment. And guess what, ladies? You push a man beyond his line when he finally determines that you've become the bane of his life. Guess what's going to happen? He's going to put on that mask. He's going to put that mask on. He's going to go to jail, but he's going to make sure to put you in a coffin. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.